This conference will now be recorded.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, February 26, 2026. Before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and walk us through our teleconference process. Be aware of background noise. It's amplified through our devices. Keep your devices silenced, muted. Please do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Please use the raise hand icon, and please lower the icon once I call on you so that the queue is clear. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members will make any and second motions. When we get to the, well, we only have one code item to review, comment. You can use the thumbs up or thumbs down icons to indicate support if you don't particularly want to speak. It's been very effective in our meetings. All right. With that, I am going to identify, well, first I'm going to determine that we have our quorum. I almost said Commissioner Gross. Jeff Gross.
I'm here.
Commissioner Dara? Don? Jack Humberg, Jack? Okay. Laurel Martin, Laurel?
Here.
Great. Commissioner Schiffer, Brad? Brad's on. Commissioner Schilling, Fred?
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm here. Thanks.
Very good. And Larry Schneider, Larry?
We're here.
All right, well, unless Jack's on, we have 6 of 7, so that is our does make a quorum. And let me just do this real quick. That would be very good. All right, I am going to now review the process that we're going to use. Well, actually, no, I'm going to approve the minutes and the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes and the agenda, and then to provide the commission with your recommendation on the comment received for the 9th edition 2026 code. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion and a second by name to approve the minutes as posted?
So moved, Gross.
Yeah, Schilling, second.
The motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's unanimous. All right, the October 10th, 2025 meeting minutes are linked to the agenda. Unless there's any corrections or revisions, is there a motion and a second by name to accept those minutes as posted, please?
Gross moves to approve.
Sure. Right there.
A motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, well, let's get into the substantive component of this, which is to provide the commission with your recommendation regarding the comment received. Comment number one is the only comment. And the process we use, I will review at this time. As always, you know, please wait to speak until the appropriate times. The important thing is comments are restricted to editorial and correlation fixes. The only other exception is glitches that require in order to conform with the statutory requirements. Standards is something that statutory requirements would be the only exception. Again, public comments, 3 minutes. Use the raise hand icon. Remember to lower it. The proponent will first have an opportunity to speak for 3 minutes. Anybody else in the public has the same opportunity, or they can use the thumb up or down icon as they want. Then the opponents, if there are pros and cons, there'll be a 1 minute opportunity for rebuttal for the pro and 1 minute for the con side. If TAC members have clarifying questions, please ask to me, and we'll make sure you get your questions answered. The TAC should not attempt to amend or revise the comments, but to recommend approval or denial. And that's, you'll either make a motion to approve or to deny, recommend the commission approve or deny the comment. Motions are two-thirds favorable, and since we have six people, that's a of six, that's a 4-2 would be a pass threshold, and 3-3 would be a fail threshold. Unless there's any questions, I'm going to, I don't need to share anymore. Mo will need to share the screen now, and we'll be taking up our first comment. Before I start the process, Mo is going to provide staff's analysis and regarding whether the comment fits into the purpose of this meeting in terms of a correlation or editorial or something that works. Mo?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. I, Jim, screen, good, thank you. And
can I interrupt for a second? I just want to let you know Jack Humberg is on the line.
Oh, okay, great, Jack. So let me just recalculate here. Did you get on the agenda or the minutes, or did you just join, Jack?
I just joined.
Okay. Very good. So then that gives us seven members, and let's see what that does. So it's a 5-2 would be a pass threshold, and a 4-3 fail threshold. Very good. Thanks for letting us know, Jack. Okay, let's proceed.
Yeah. Do you see my screen?
We do, yes, sir.
All right. And this is mainly what we call a glitch. We have discovered in Cloud Accessibility Code that there is a section that exists in part of the statute no longer exists. So if you go, if I go, this comment, this is comment one, if I go down to mainly the staff tech line, as you see under the Florida Accessibility Code definition 106, place of public accommodation. In the bottom of that definition, we had a language which refers to resort condominium, and it provides definition for resort condominium. Well, this definition it no longer exists in the Florida Statute 509.242. This was removed in 2011. So this is an outdated and obsolete language. So for that, we want to remove it, and we consider this a glitch because we're trying to really be consistent with the Florida Statute. So we suggest that this language be removed as a glitch. Plus, we in section 806.4, it does refer to hotel, motel, or resort condominium. We also like to remove the word resort, inconsistent with the language in Florida statute. And that's really the extent of if you have any question, let me know. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support? Again, use the raise hand icon or thumb if you just want to show your support. Or is there anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right, I don't see any, so we'll come back to the TAC for an action. If you concur with staff's analysis, there would be a motion to recommend the commission approve the comment as glitch. Is there a motion?
Sure. Schilling, I move the motion to accept the removal of the definition as a glitch.
Is there a second?
Second.
Bryce Schiffer. Schneider. All right. Okay, Schneider or Schiffer. Brad, is your hand up to speak, or did you were just seconding it? Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion then? All right, all in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then that's unanimous. Okay, unless there's any other public comment or TAC member comment, I will turn it to our chair, Jeff Gross to say we stand adjourned, and thanks everybody for your work.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and all members. Yeah, we've got perfect attendance. That's great. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks.